Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
don't you just love that song? It will not stop playing. I clicked on the button for it to stop playing, but it has not, and it has just now stopped. And I'm thankful to God for that. Perhaps some of you sheep, and many of you sheep, needed to hear that song, because I think that it's a praise and worship song to me, and I love it. Listen, sheep, I want you to have your King James Version of the Bible and turn with me to Psalms 146. That's going to be our reading Bible verse this morning. Let us read this happy morning. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, O my soul. While I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. And that's true. While you are alive, praise our Heavenly Father. Praise the God of Jacob, the God of Israel, our God. Verse 3, put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goes forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish. And that's so true. When a person dies, they talk not to you anymore. In fact, their body changes. It begins to turn darker. Verse 5, happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth, and executeth means brings justice, or brings justice, and the next word is judgment for the oppressed. And we black people in America is really oppressed these days when police officers are killing up our children, whether they're in jail or not. They're shooting them down. If they go to jail, like the young woman in Texas, come up dead. They're killing them in jail and trying to say they're not. But you know the truth, Lord, Heavenly Father. Let's read verse 7 again. Which executed judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Loose us. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. Yes, open our people, your sheep, eyes, as well as those who are not children of Judah. That you call them the heathens, or I forget which is, the other word that they're called. Let's read verse 9. Let's read verse 8 again. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widows. But the way of the wicked, he turneth upside down. And I pray that happens today. Turn the way of the wicked upside down today. The Lord shall reign forever, even your God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. See, we have read Psalms 146 in its entirety. Now, let us have a word of prayer to our Heavenly Father. You say your prayer, as I will say my prayer. And as always, I will tell you not to bow your head, but to look up to heaven, for whence where Jesus went up to heaven, and he will come back and down again. So we're going to look up to watch for him to come down. Our Father in heaven, thank you for allowing us sheep this day to live in the new year according to the United States as well as the Hebrew Israelites calendars. Thank you for releasing unseen blessings and prosperity coming to come to us, your sheep, who are suffering here in the United States by not being able to find employment. And thank you, Father, for keeping unseen, well, for keeping destruction from coming to us, by keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. I also ask, perhaps I'm not supposed to ask, but the destruction of those who misuse us and abuse us out of their false sense of authority, the ones that are in rule and power today. Bless us, Heavenly Father. Keep us. And as always, I thank you for allowing us sheep to have sane, sound mind with excellent health. And for those who are sick and in the hospital, heal them from whatever sicknesses and diseases they are suffering from in their mind and body. Heal them. I pray this prayer in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus. I say amen. And I pray that everyone listening to this program will have a prosperous, blessed, healthy new year. In Jesus' name, Yeshua's name, amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day written in the Bible that you are to keep holy and rest. Read it for yourselves. You'll find it in the book of Exodus, chapter 20. You'll also find it in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. Also, if you read in Genesis, chapter 2, verse 2, our Heavenly Father finished all his work on the seventh day and blessed the Sabbath. The seventh day, if you do not know, the seventh day is Saturday, the Sabbath. You are to keep that and observe that. Man has changed it. If you start looking around, man has changed so much that is in the Bible. Let me tell you this. Sabbath is observed starting on Friday evening and ending on Saturday evening. Now, sheep, this is what I want us to do starting next Friday. Next Friday evening, I want us to fast and pray. And when you're fasting, you are to anoint your head with oil and to wash your face. I forget where that's found in the Bible, but hopefully after I finish reading today's lesson, I will go back and tell you where to look. I think it's someplace in the book of Matthew. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and my long-time listeners, I bless you. I say bless you. And thank you for listening, because you know as well as I, you could be elsewhere or in doing other things, but no, you're here listening to me. Although, when I was in the 312 area code, and the area code for Chicago, I had more listeners. Don't get any. I get very few listeners where they transferred me to the 844 number. But that's okay. As long as I get one or two listeners, I would pray for many. But however many listeners I have, I'm thankful for that, because from time to time you'll come back and will listen to my program. See, turn your book, your Bible, with me to chapter 13 of Mark. It's my will that I read it all to you, and I pray that I will. Mark, starting at Mark chapter 13, verse 1. Let's read. And he went out of the temple. We're talking about Jesus, that he went out of the temple. One of his disciples said unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here. And Jesus answering and said unto him, Seest you these great buildings? There shall not be one stone left upon another that shall not be thrown down. Verse 3. And as he went upon the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, Tell us, when shall these things be? You know, when he said that one stone will not be upon another, they're wondering, when will these things be? And what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled? And what we're doing now, we're reading Jesus predicts the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem. And that is what happened back in 70 AD. If you have not read or been taught that in school, they will teach that at the college level. Although my professor said that what he was teaching us that day, he taught his 11th and 12th graders over at, I forget the name of the school, it's here in Michigan, and it's a, I guess, wealthy school. The elites go there. And these, the things that I was learning at my beginning year in college, and I didn't finish, that I learned way back. I had to get to the college level to begin what my professor said he had taught his children in the 10th and 11th grade. But in 70 A.D., the Temple of Jerusalem was destroyed by the Romans, or you can call them, if you don't know their names, they are called the Idumeans. They are Esau's children, or I like to say Esau's kids, out of disrespect, because they killed Jesus. But they killed Jesus because our people were jealous. They were afraid that Jesus was having too much power in influencing the people to listen to him. So that's why they sold him out to the Romans. They thought that they were kill his movement, but they have not. People, even to this day, believe in Jesus Christ more and more. And the more you read this Bible and you look at the way things are going, you just shake your head. Like, for instance, they just finished having the Christmas season. And you see, just about every organization has Christmas trees and lights. I mean, just about all of them. And I was really shocked when I saw different nations having Santa Claus suits on. They are being influenced by Western, whatever the West does. And it tells you in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 10, I will tell you to read verses 1 through 5. And Jeremiah is spelled Jeremiah. You go to chapter 10 and read verses maybe 1 through 6, I would say. It tells you about how the heathens go into the forest and cut down a tree, and they decorate it with ointments. It may not say ointments. I'm just paraphrasing, but it tells you that. Now, what holiday cuts down a tree? That is Christmas. And he tells you, I think that most people in the Christian church, they are choosing to follow the way of the heathen and not celebrate it. But when I saw the other nations with Santa Claus suits on and having a good time about worshiping a lie, I just shook my head. I was just shocked, really shocked. Well, let me see. I think I left off at verse 4, where he was asking, when they were asking, that is Peter, Paul. Now, Peter, James, John, and Andrew were asking Jesus, when would these things be? When would these things be fulfilled? And I'll go down to verse 5. And Jesus, answering them, began to say, take heed, lest, that means otherwise, any man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Verse 7, and when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be you not troubled, for such things must be, but the end shall not be yet. For nations shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in divers places. Now, divers means many places, and it's happening all over the earth. I think there was last week a 0.4 someplace on the West Coast earthquake in the United States. And there shall be famines, and famines mean lack of food and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows. Now, sheep, I want you to go to Matthew 24 and read all of it. Matthew 24 is in more in depth than what Mark is saying. I have read or heard that Mark came on the scene 300 years after Jesus had come. So Matthew was there with Jesus. So I'm thinking that his account might be a bit more accurate. And it is, in my view, when I read Matthew about 4 years ago. Bless God. This month, I think it's on the 8th, will be my 5th year of completing the Feed My Sheep show on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God makes a way for you when you don't even see a way. He really does, and I'm thankful, just so thankful, to be able to become obedient and do what he has told me to do. I don't know how I heard it. Maybe it's because I was raised in the church most of my life. And then when I got out in the world at 23, I made bad decisions, met wrong people, you know. I did, and I'm so sorry for whatever I've done to anyone. I'm just thankful that I did not kill anybody. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pick up reading at verse 9. It says, But take heed to yourself. Heed means to pay attention to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogue you shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for the testimony against them. Now, he was talking to the disciples. They were going to be beaten in the synagogues or in the church, and they were going to be brought up to council. And when they did, they were going to be against them for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now, we're in verse 10. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. I do not know if the gospel has been published against all nations, but in all nations, I think that it may have, because with today's technology and computers, information is gone, I think, out throughout the entire world, even though some of it is accurate and some of it is inaccurate. It has gone out into the entire world. Let's see, verse 11. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you will speak, neither do you premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak you, for it is not you that speak, but the Holy Ghost. Verse 12. Now, the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. But when ye shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing where it ought not be. And I'm thinking that it's going to be in the church that's man-made rules. I'm at verse 14. I'm saying that because I'll forget where I left off. And I don't want to forget where I left off. When I first read the book of Daniel, or in fact, when I first read Matthew, in the book of Matthew, Jesus spoke about the same thing. When you see the abomination of desolation, then you know the time is is near, is at hand. But here, the abomination of desolation, that I didn't know what it was. I called around to the libraries in different places, and they didn't know what it was either. So I prayed and I prayed and I asked God. And just like I read to you today from a chapter out of the Bible, when I read, I knew that I was going to read about the abomination of desolation. And I had been praying hard. And I asked God to tell me, what is the abomination of desolation? And I was about to say something wrong when I read about the abomination of desolation in the book of Daniel, but it came to me in my mind. It was man-made rules, and they are going to be made in the church, and they ought not be. Maybe it's the way the choirs, nowadays they have choirs coming in and people singing and all that. Maybe that's what's not supposed to be in there. But it is man-made rules. And that's what I'm thinking that's in there. Although I may listen to some people who would tell me that the Catholic Bible has different chapters more chapters in it than the book that I have, the regular Bible. So I don't know about what the Catholics have, and if they're saying it on the altar, then some, or if they're bringing it into the church. Some people tell me is that swine, they're bringing swine, and you know, God gives us dietary rules in Leviticus 11, and I have sat back and I watch people eat swine like it's going crazy. They're eating bacon. They're not supposed to eat that stuff, but they're choosing to do it anyhow. I chose not to do it once I learned that I was not supposed to do that. And let me read, because my minutes will be up and I haven't finished reading. I am in verse 14 of Mark chapter 13, verse 14. Let me read that and continue until I finish reading. But when you shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet standing where it ought not, let him that readeth understand. Then let them be in Judah and flee to the mountains. Let me read that again. It says, let them that readeth understand. Then let them that be in Judah flee to the mountains. And so back in before the Romans marched on Jerusalem in 70 A.D. and destroyed it, and they took whatever was sacred that Solomon had built in the temple. They took whatever that was sacred to Rome. So that's where that stuff might be. But I was reading in, it might have been Isaiah, where Rome was destroyed bit by bit. And I forget the name of the people. I guess I'm just getting old and forgetful. But they were the Germans, and I'm thinking that they have another name, and it's here in the Bible. I will have to find that for you one day, but not today. I need to finish reading what I'm supposed to read today. They took their stings when they destroyed Rome. Rome may not have all of the stuff, but they have most of it. When they destroyed the temple in Jerusalem. Let's read verse 15. And let them that is on the house top not go down into the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of the house. And let them that is in the field not return back for to take up his garment. But woe to them that are with child, if you're pregnant, and to them that give suck to those in those days. And I pray that your flight be not in winter. In the Matthew chapter 24, it says your flight be not in winter or in the Sabbath. And what they're talking about, the flight here, is like when the war comes to Jerusalem, or when the Romans came to Jerusalem, that there it would not be in winter, because in winter you might freeze to death from the cold. Let's read verse 19. From in those days shall be affliction. Affliction means pain and suffering, such as was not from the beginning of the creation, which God created until this time, neither shall there be. Now, I'm wondering if there was pain and suffering when God created the earth at the beginning. But I should not wonder. Let's read on. We're at verse 20. And except that the Lord has shortened those days, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he has chosen, he has shortened those days. And I thankful for those, the elect. He did shorten those days, and we live today, and I live today to read this to you. Verse 21, and then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not, for false Christ and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to trick you, if they were possible, even the elect. Verse 23, but take you heed, pay attention, behold, I have foretold you all things. And I'm telling you, sheep, go and read Matthew 24, because it is in depth, much more deeper in what it's talking about for the last days or the end of the age. God is not going to destroy the earth. It's just that those who are in rule today, they were not going to continue. And if you read in the book of Daniel, it tells you about the dream that the king had, that Daniel had to tell the king what he had remembered, what he had dreamed, and interpret his dream for him. Let's read, pick up at verse 24. But in those days, after the tribulation, the pain and suffering, the moon shall be darkened, and the, well, let me read verse 24 again. In those days, after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. You'll find that in Matthew 24, verse 9, verse 29. And the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers of that are in heaven shall be shaken. That, again, you'll find that in Matthew 24, verse 29. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with power and glory. Verse 27. And then shall he send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost parts of the earth unto the uttermost part of heaven. So I think that has not happened. It's to come. Verse 28. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. And that's true. So when, in like manner, when you shall see these signs come to pass, know that it is nigh. Nigh means near, even at the door. And so our time is soon. Jesus is soon to come back, because we see these things happening nowadays. Verse 30. Verily, verily means truly or certainly, I say unto you, that this generation shall not pass till all these things shall be done. Heaven and earth shall not pass away, but my words shall. Let me read this again. Verse 30. Verily, I say unto you, that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And that's because the heaven and earth it's just going to be a change in leadership, the end of the age. That's what I'm thinking. I don't think our Heavenly Father is going to allow any man to destroy what he has built or made. Verse 32. Well, let's read verse 31 again, since I have a little time. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take heed. Again, heed means to pay attention. Watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. And that's true, no man knows. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a journey, which left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter. A porter is a gatekeeper to watch. I don't know who the gatekeepers are. Perhaps they are the pastors. I really don't know. Which you, the gatekeepers, he says to them, watch. Watch you therefore, verse 35, for you know not when the master of the house cometh. And even, it says even instead of evening here, but it means evening. At evening or at midnight or at the cock crowing. And in the country where I, in the south where I was born, early in the morning the cock start crowing. I guess around, I say maybe 5 or 6 in the morning, or in the morning when he comes, he may come, you don't know. Less coming. Less means otherwise coming. Suddenly he finds you sleeping. And verse 37, watch, I say unto you. I say unto you all, watch. We have finished reading chapter 13 of Mark, and I pray that your sheep got something out of it. And it's, I only have 90 seconds left. Let me have a closing word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us into this new year, and I ask that, I pray that you will make it a happy, healthy, prosperous year for all, especially your sheep. And I thank you for your constant protection from the evil one. I thank you for leading us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. And I thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving us our debts as we forgive our debtors. I say that prayer in Yeshua's name. Amen. Sheep, remember to take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, now my song won't sing. The song I'm trying to get to come on will not sing. If it's God's will, I will be back with you next Sabbath. Also, while time is still running out, it's giving me 10 seconds. Go to Amazon. Purchase my books. The Passing. My name is spelled Sondra Harris. I have 3 e-books. Purchase them. The Passing, The Broken Plant, and The Unseen. I thank you for listening. And I wish this computer was acting it right, but it is not. Goodbye for now. I love you all. Even if you hate me, I still love you.